Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. Tonight we are going to have Dr. Annie Ulrich back on the show, and she is going to be talking about the March Energy Update and all the things that you can expect for that. I know that she's on hold. Here, live radio is always a fun thing. I'm going to tell you that I've pre-screened many of you, and it looks like that's still held, but we were having some technical difficulties, so I had to reset the studio literally seconds before the show's going. So, Dr. Annie, I see you there for just a real quick second. I want to send a big shout-out and thanks to for being on the show, or no, she's going to be on the show, but I went to her dog Miss Kiss's birthday party, and we filmed a reality TV show segment for French television. I don't know any more about that other than that, but it was a lot of fun. I just got back into the studio just a few minutes ago, so we've got a whole host of calls tonight and fun things to be talking about. But without further ado, I want to bring back Dr. Annie. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm invigorated
today.
I had
a really good time today, I'm sure.
Well,
oh, my
yeah.
God, it's part of that. It's the celebration party energy that you're in, and we're all in it this month.
It must be.
It's crazy.
So for everybody who doesn't know, I live in Huntington Beach, California, and we have had the wettest – where it snows. We had hail today the size of a pea, and – the house that I live in has a courtyard, and that's where I open up the door, and that's where the dogs go in and out. And last night it rained really, really hard, and I have giant, 100-gallon rain barrels or something like that. I always empty out the water, you know, if it rains at night, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the morning. So completely drained. The courtyard's clean. It's great, and it starts to get black skies, and it starts to hail. And in about 35 minutes, we got over 3 inches of rain, and water starts flooding into the back of the house. And I've got sandbags, you know, blocking the door. The rain was laughing at the sandbags,
oh, no.
But it's crazy. So it's still flooded. My room is still flooded here a little bit. So I've got water on the floor heaters and all of that. So that's a crazy day. Yay!
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
So,
I need to tell you, you
and I had a really fun meeting, and I lose track of time. I'm going to say it's probably about a week ago or so, and really loved the conversation that we had and the insights that you shared with me, both for the tea leaf reading and then tarot cards that you shared afterwards and some other insight. So, from a personal standpoint, I'm going to say, number one, thank you. But if you are in Southern California and have the option to go see Dr. Annie for a personal appointment, I highly recommend it. I think that you'll be exceptionally pleased and wowed and amazed at the things that she'll help and share with you. So that's an unpaid testimonial, but I'll tell you, it you are just amazing. So thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. That is so nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful energy. Well, you know, it's really fabulous. I can remember my aunt and my grandmother telling me many, many years ago, if I'm not surprised by what I say in a reading, then I'm not doing my job. And every time that I do a reading for somebody, I am just as much amazed as they are. And that's what makes it so much fun. I never know what's going to happen, and I never know what's going to come out of me. So it's good. It's all really, really good.
Cool. Well, I'm excited
that
you're back tonight. One of the things, listeners, that if you haven't picked up on this already, Dr. Annie's a regular monthly what can I call you, a contributor, a correspondent, or you can make up a title if you want, but tonight you're a contributor. And she's going to be back probably like the first Monday of every month. I've got her scheduled at least through May or June. So if you don't get through tonight, number one, go book your appointment with her directly. She can help you a variety of different ways and you know, telephone or, I don't know, Skype or in person.
Right.
But if you don't get through tonight, you can always call back next month as well. So we're very lucky for that. So do you want to tell us what's going on for energy and all the cool stuff that's happening in this world?
Yeah, we're in March. It's amazing. And here we are, the third month already. It's fast. everything's going faster.
Flying by.
It is. But March is a fun month. It really is. It's all about creativity. And so what you're being asked to do in this month is create as much as you possibly can. And it is wonderful, wonderful energy for anybody who loves the arts and or likes to work with their hands in any way. Writing is wonderful, so communications. Anything that has to do with communications is very, very good. So, it's time. Go ahead and write the great American novel. You've got a lot to say. Each and every one of us, believe it or not, has a lot to say. So if we can write it out or paint it out, sculpting, carving, knitting, cooking, baking, just having fun and expressing is what March really is all about. It's a time to experiment with things and have fun with things. Be curious. Ask questions. Socialize. It's a very social month, so take advantage of all social invitations that come your way, because it is really, really good to meet new people and make new contacts, because they will bring you opportunities. And one of the things about March, too, is surprises. It's a surprising time. And so the element of surprise is all around you. And sometimes it's really, really good, and sometimes it can be a little jarring, but it is positive. It has a lot of positive energy. So make new friends. Get out there and make new friends. There's also reunions. So reconnect with old friends, and that will bring in newness, because you'll be relating to them in a new way. So it's a celebration time. Celebrate and cause for celebrations. It wouldn't be surprising if you get promoted or if there's a new job on the horizon. And a lot of people do a lot of changes or adjusting in March. So, yeah, it's a good time. It's a very active time. We have a full moon on the 5th, the 5th of March, which is Thursday.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
Yeah, coming up. And the full moon is, of course, a very powerful time all the time. And it usually brings into bloom everything that you've been hoping for or working on, over the last month or so. So it's a really good energy. And then we've got a new moon on the 20th and a total solar eclipse on that day also. So that's very, very powerful, and it is intense. The new moon is when you start new things and plant new seeds, and it's on the spring equinox is the 20th. So you got three really very powerful times and powerful energies working on that one day, March the 20th. So it's a really, really good time for people who are really wanting to bring about change in your life. If that's something that you are really desirous of, then it's going to be a really good time for you on the 20th. Put it into action. And you'd be surprised what happens. So March is great. I mean, how can it not be good when you've got shamrocks and rainbows and
right.
little green men running around and drinking green beer? I mean, it is a fun time. It's a really fun energy. So have fun and lighten up. Just play. Have a good time. Because April is that's a more focused energy. So we're in the playtime right now.
Well, I think that's a great place to be for March.
Mhm. I think so. Definitely.
So I'm not even going to ask you what's going to happen in April, though, so I guess we'll have to stick around for next month and find out that.
That's right. That's it. That's the idea. Yeah.
keep your thumb, pins, and needles. I love it. I love it. Well, is there anything else you want the listeners to know before we start taking some calls tonight?
No, well, you know, we've got another Friday the 13th coming up next week. Next Friday.
Oh my gosh.
This coming Friday is the 6th, but the following Friday is the 13th, and it's the second Friday the 13th in this year so far. So, and it's a very lucky time. It is lucky. So it's embrace that and just go with it. Lots of really exciting, fun things will happen on the 13th. It's a great, great time. So, yeah, it's good. It's all good.
I love it. Well, I think this is a good time. I mean, it's a fantastic year for a lot of folks, and I like the energy that we've got. You know, a lot of people had trouble in 2014, and mm-hmm. I think 2015 is a great year for new beginnings and just doing things that you've always wanted to do. So,
yeah, it really is. It's all about change. There's a lot of changes going on all across the board, and you can see that, you know, in your own life, in the lives of those around you, and in our world today. So, yeah, it's everything is changing, and nothing is quite the way it was. And you know, that's exciting, moving forward, always moving forward. And I think that if you keep that in mind, then no matter what life throws at you, you're going to be, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be good.
Absolutely. Well, on this now clear night in March, how's the weather up where you're at?
It is, at this moment, clear, like you. But we had hail today, too.
Oh my
Not
gosh.
As much as you did, though.
That's crazy.
It's been raining all day, and
yeah.
We love it. We do love it. We're not complaining, not at all.
No, we're just. I think that we get so used to not having rain that when we do have it,
yeah.
We really do like it. But there's nowhere for it to go, so it, instead of soaking into the ground, it floods
that's
any
true.
Place fairly quickly. So, and we're just not equipped to handle that. So that's that.
No.
So when you see everybody on the news in California saying it rained 4 drops today, it's because of that. We just don't know what to do with the water once it finally does get here. But that's a topic for a different day. Should we take some calls?
Let's do that.
Okay. We got a bunch of people here tonight, so we're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. Our first caller tonight is Trish. Trish, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm great. I was wondering if you could kind of give me a little insight or forecast into finances for the next few months.
Oh, yes. When is your birthday? Just the month and the day.
9/18.
Well, you know, you are in a personal money year, actually. So finances should be very good for you this year. And there's more flow and balance in your finances. And so opportunities, there's also new opportunities coming to you. New opportunities to make money in this month. So you do have definitely money-making power around you, which is really terrific. And just do something different. Have you been thinking about doing something different in your life to make money?
I haven't been thinking about doing anything different. I just have a lot of, you know, it's more like I have a lot of projects that I need to finance.
Oh, okay. Well, then you should be able to get the financing that you need, definitely, I would say, and within the next 3 months. So.
Oh, that's great.
Put
so
the word out.
You don't
out.
Anticipate any roadblocks?
No, actually, I really don't. And I think that, you know, you've got a lot of the ear of the world, so you need to put it out there into the world what it is that you want. You're in a good place to do that this year because it's really all about money, power, and authority for you. So take advantage of it. It means that when you do go out in search of financing, that you will be able to get it. So it's a good, strong year for you.
Oh, great. That's great news. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Trish. Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller is Sophie, and Sophie's birthday is January 15th.
Okay.
Sophie, you're now live with Dr. Annie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hello, folks.
Hi.
Hi there. So my question is, I'm going to put out the love question. I'll be the first one on board tonight. And I want to know if it's going to be someone new or someone I already know.
All right. Well, you know, you are in a very strong love year this year for you personally. And so that will bring in the opportunity to form really strong romantic relationships. And what I see around you is I see two people, two males. One is a little bit younger, and the other one is a little bit older than you are. And both of them are offering you love, which is really, you're a lucky girl to be in that position. So you've got this really good super energy for romance, and connection with them. The older man, he's a little bit older than you are, and he's very secure, and he's very loving, compassionate, and kind. And he's more than likely got hair or graying hair, but he's got light hair, you know. Even as a young man, he was light, had light hair and light eyes. And he's very compassionate. I think I said that. Yeah, he's really, he's a good, good person. And the one that's a little younger than you is really creative and romantic, and he's lovely. He's just a lovely person. He's a gentle person, and he's a real gentleman. He's really terrific, and he also, he's got lighter eyes, maybe gray or even amber looking. So both of these people, if they don't describe anyone you know, then it's definitely someone coming in. And
okay.
I would say within
sound great.
within the next 2 months,
the younger one with the lighter eyes, is it possible letter G? Letter G for that person?
Oh,
there
gosh,
was someone they met like that, but.
Well, that's a very, that is a strong possibility.
Okay.
I don't get any initial, but it's it may be someone that you already know. But the older one, I think, is someone you're about to meet. So
okay. I'll keep you posted.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Please,
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sophie. Have a great night. And our next call is Julia, and Julia's birthday is September 16th. Julia, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And how can I help you?
Well, I'm just kind of in a big sort of life transition, and I figure I'd give you a call, see kind of what's coming up.
Well, have you been moving, or are you thinking of moving?
I'm actually moving in 2 days.
Well, there you go. That will do it. That will do it. I mean, it changed. Not only are you changing your place of home, but whenever you make a move, you go through tremendous psyche changes, and so everything is different. Everything is new and different. And so you feel a little vulnerable and a little shaky. But you are also going into a really lovely time where you're going to have a lot of support. You've got lovely energy coming in that is really supportive of who you are and what you want. And that can be in terms of family and family support, or it could be an extended family. Sometimes, you know, the family of choice is more supportive than the actual relatives we have. But I think you're moving in the right direction. So even though it may feel a little uncomfortable and a little shaky at this time, you're definitely making the right move for yourself in a lot of areas. So, and are you in a love relationship also?
Actually, I'm in the process of divorce. That's part of why I'm moving.
Okay, so then that makes sense in what I'm feeling around you, but there is also a new relationship in your life in the next 6 months. So there is a lot of love and a lot of support around you. And all you need to do is to open yourself up, open your heart up. And I know that's hard because divorces are never happy events. So it's just being a little bit more open and receptive, and you're going to bring in really nice energy. And I know sometimes it might be hard to even comprehend in any way, but love is still there for you. So just know that.
Oh, nice. You know, we first talked about the move. I'm actually going to be moving to Florida. I'm kind of, you know, deciding, like, I prefer to live near the water, and I'm sort of leaning toward the Gulf Coast side. Does that look good?
Florida is great. I really think that Florida is really a good place for you. And where are you moving from, Julia?
Colorado.
You're moving from Colorado to Florida?
Yes.
You're going to love it. You are going to. You really are going to love it there. And Colorado, of course, is beautiful, but there's something about Florida that is very, it's conducive to who you are and your energy. So I think you're going to be much happier there and much lighter. There's like a lightheartedness that that you will have when you move there, definitely. And if you're the closer to water you are, the happier you will be. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling that too. I definitely want to be near water. Everybody's like, well, there's hurricanes and all that stuff. And it's like, but I just, there's something about the water. I just get such peacefulness and tranquility.
Right. It's in harmony with your vibration, and that's what's important. It's important to you. You know, heck, we've got earthquakes here in California. I mean, every place on the planet has something. You know, but you need to go where you feel the best. And I think that that's exactly what you're doing. So good for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
It gives me something
great.
Fun to look forward to.
Yeah, well, give us a call and let us know how you're doing when you're there.
All right. Thanks so much. And you guys have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
You too, Julia. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next caller is coming from Donna, and Donna's birthday is April 22nd. And Donna, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please. Well, let's see here. Come on, studio. I'm pressing the right button. So Donna will be here in just a quick second, Dr. Annie. If technology.
Hello?
There we go. Donna,
hi,
there you go.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Dr. Annie. Hi.
How are you?
I have a love. Good. I have a love question, too. I've been, like, 6 years without a partner, and I've been on these dating sites for the last 4 months. I haven't had any connection, but there's one man that I've been emailing now, and we're going to talk on the phone later this evening, and I wanted to know if you were picking up anything on him or if there is someone coming in. His name is Michael.
Ooh, Michaels are always good.
Oh, good.
I like Michaels. It's a very strong energy. And you know what? I think he's very sensitive.
Yeah, he is.
Very sensitive, very caring,
yeah.
Very compassionate person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I get a really, really good feeling from him, and I think that that you are going to really hit it off. Obviously, I think you have
good.
Already.
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking, you know? So, yeah, I think it's a really good connection that you're making there. And both of you have been disappointed and disillusioned and disgusted with relationships in the past, obviously. And, I think that it's a really nice balance that the two of you will have together. This year for you personally is all about questioning everything. You are questioning everything. Like, why, what, where, what color, and, you know, all of that. It's a real, it's a questioning time. But by June of this year, there's a real turnaround in your relationships, your romantic relationships. And I think that this Michael person is going to help you with that. So that's terrific.
Oh. He sets up water things all over the world. So he travels extensively. And that's something that, you know, I enjoy too, traveling. And I don't have any children or anything, so I could pick up and go with them.
That's great. I think that it's going to be a really good connection.
Okay. And I just wanted to ask you also real quick, if I can, if my finances are going to get better, because I'm not working and I kind of depend on winning things. Like I enter sweepstakes and things like that. And I've been pretty lucky. I've won a car in about 5 trips so far.
That's great. That's really, well, you're lucky, and this is a lucky month.
Yeah.
March is a really lucky
month.
Good. So.
Oh, good.
And there is money. I do feel that there is money around you, and so it wouldn't, I definitely feel that there's money coming in. And probably, I'd say, big money. So you might be winning something a little bigger than a trip.
Yeah, because I'm in a tournament, too.
Oh, there you go.
Tournament, and they're giving away big money. So, wonderful.
Well, that's good.
Good. Well, that was a great reading. It really helped me a lot. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, good. You're welcome.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, Donna's a lucky person. Hey, Dr. Annie, do you hear a lot of echoing or feedback on the line?
I do a little bit, not much.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's you, and it's not from my end, so it might just be a Blog Talk issue tonight. So everybody just kind of be patient with us as we kind of work through some technological things. But the show will go on. And our next caller is Lori, and her birthday is October 14th.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, hanging in there. Well, I'd like to know if you can see where my son might speak to me again.
Wow. You know, that might come in September of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then into the new year, next year, which is 2016, I think there's healing there. There's a lot of healing around relationships, and it's usually, when we need to heal something, it's usually family.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is healing in your relationships in the family. So that's something that you are working towards now, which is really good. And that's going to bring in a lot of freedom for you. And you're going to free yourself up from all of that, the heaviness that you've been carrying around.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, there's a release and a relief, a feeling of relief that is coming in. So just keep on thinking good thoughts and just taking care of yourself and sending out love and love energy towards your son. And the timing of a reconciliation or a healing is really more in September than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah? That's good.
I was just wondering if you could tell what might make him come back.
Just being open and receptive. There isn't anything you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so much doing something as being open and receptive.
Okay.
And so just keep on, you know, what I would suggest you do is to take a little, if you have a little picture of him,
yeah,
and light a pink candle.
Okay.
And keep that, you know, just keep that there. Also, if you can get yourself a little rose quartz heart, it's,
okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get a rose quartz heart and a little pink candle and keep it right there with his picture in it.
Okay.
And a little frame. And just send out that love, and it works. It just does.
And he'll just decide to get back in touch with me?
I think he will.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Thank you, Lori, for your call.
I'll keep him in my thoughts, too.
Awesome. Okay. So, Lori, thank you very much for your call. Make sure to let us know how that is going for you. And our next caller is Kimberly, and her birthday is November 5th. Kimberly, you're live with Dr. Andy. Go ahead.
November 5th.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I just, you were talking about the energy of March and a new job, and I just want a new career transition out of teaching.
Oh, well, you know, you just might make it out of there this year. And what do you teach?
I teach biology. I always wanted to be a doctor, but other circumstances got me into teaching biology, so that's what I do right now.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Fascinating. You know, scorpions are the healers of the zodiac. And you are a super Scorpio. So you have the ability to master whatever you put your mind to. You've got this master energy connected to you. And do you have a master's degree?
I do.
Yeah. You're going to go for a doctorate?
I thought about it, but I just haven't been motivated to do that.
Well, you just might think about it again. Because that's what I'm getting really strong is that you are definitely talented and gifted enough to go, you know, to the next level. So you just might want to think about that and move in that direction. You'd be really surprised. Keep yourself open and receptive to what the universe wants you to do, because you have the support. You do have the support of, you know, the universe or the energies in the world to help you to get where you want to go. And it might come through the back door. And I don't know how to explain that to you, but it's like all of a sudden there's some kind of opportunity that comes in and you are doing something that really speaks to you and that it helps you get where you really want to go.
Oh.
So if that makes sense, just kind of keep yourself open and receptive and be open to what it is that you are destined to do, because you've got a really strong, bright, talented destiny. You're an incredible person.
Okay,
and
thank you.
You really need to connect with that in a stronger way, you'd make a fabulous doctor. So
thank you.
Go for it. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you might even be able to get someone else to pay for it, too.
That would be wonderful.
That would be the best.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I say just keep yourself really open and receptive to doing what your heart's desire is, what you've always really wanted to do. And you know, the universe is going to provide you with a way to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
All right. That sounds good.
Good connection.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. Okay. And let's see. I'm going to, as Dr. Annie talks to Sandra, born September 3rd, when I bring her on the line next, I'm going to go screen some more calls. So everybody who's hanging on the line, hang tight. I'm going to get to as many of you as possible here. But right now we've got Sandra live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I?
I just have a question for you. I'm a single mom. I'm an older single mom. I have older kids. I even have grandkids. And God bless me with little.
I love them.
I have, let's see, Jake Jagger is 2, and Kingston is just turned 4, and my little baby just turned 3. So, that's a little handful. Anyway, they're
that is a handful.
Yeah, when we get together. So that being said, I'm a single mom. I just got into ask Donna to push play. Go on. I shut the door. I just got into a place. I just want to know if Emily and I are going to be okay. It's been a really rough year. My health isn't that good. And I just want to know if we're going to be okay. I mean, work is here and there. I recently just dropped out of college. I was going for my associates in interior designing. And I quit so I could find a full-time work because I can't. I just can't do it all on my own.
No, well, I'll tell you.
I'm
what I'm getting around.
I mean, I'm stressed out now because she keeps coming in.
What you're going to do.
You think everything's going to be okay for me?
Yeah, you are. I think that things are really going to get much better for you, and it's next month. In April, you are going to have the help that you need. I definitely feel like there is a partner coming in for you. And that you are going to be really helped and taken care of. So just keep
really?
Your heart open. Your heart because open and receptive to love and
partnership.
Well, I haven't
dated in 4 years. 5 years, 4 years. I mean, I've been alone. I don't even go out now.
Well, it's coming. It's coming in. You've got a partner, and there's partnerships around you. So people are going to be wanting to help you and assist you and to work with you, and you're going to be okay. So just really know that in your heart, okay?
Wow. Yeah, you don't think, I mean, because I don't do the internet dating, and I mean, I get out and do mommy things with my baby, but do you see it like, should I join a dating site, or do you see me just with the baby at Whole Foods? I mean,
I don't see it coming to you in that electronic way. It's organic, which means you might meet somebody just in the grocery store, you know, that kind of thing. And I definitely feel like there is definitely a connection coming in for you. So, you know, just kind of know that. And it looks to me as if it'll be April.
April, huh?
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, that would be great. Do you? Can I ask you one more thing? I've been trying to get my mom down here. She's 68. She's working herself to the bone. I want her down here. She wants to transfer jobs. Do you see her coming down here in the next month or so? I just want her to be with me and the baby. She's had such a hard life.
Well, I think that's a very strong possibility. Your mom would be someone, because you've got this partnership energy and that you're going to be pulling in people who are going to be wanting to help you and assist you, And your mom is definitely part of that. So it wouldn't be surprising if she does come in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your positive input, because sometimes I just get at my wit's end, because I've done this baby raising, and here I am, and just her and I, so.
You're going to be fine. Well, don't worry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys made my evening. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too.
God bless.
Thank you, Sandra, for the call. What a nice call to get out of that.
Yeah.
And our next caller is Mary Lou, and Mary Lou's birthday is September 6th. You are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon. Or
hi.
Good evening, Dr. Annie.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm on the brink of change. So,
oh, yes, you are.
Yes.
There are big,
it's very
big
interesting
changes.
What's happening. There is, and I feel them. It, yes.
Are you moving?
I have to move now. I think the kids are staying here, and I have to leave within 6 weeks. But I think that's a good thing.
I think
my
so.
Time here and my 35 floods, God bless it all.
Yeah.
I will leave behind. But it's interesting with all the study I did, because I really don't feel it's adding to the change and direction I'm moving in, but it's like I'm starting a whole new kit and caboodle.
Well, I think
it's
what
like
happened is all of the things that you have done and everything that you've accomplished, everything that you've been involved with up until this point has served you in some way. And it has kept your energy open and receptive. And then the change can come in, and it did.
Yes.
So the changes are definitely around you. I can see you. There's movement, change, decisions made in a hurry, flight from one place to another, fast action now. It's like everything just boom. You know, it's really amazing. When somebody has that energy around them, it's like get ready to move, because it's going to happen, and it's fast.
Yeah.
And
yes.
there's a turnaround in your thinking about all of, let's say, all of the disillusionment that you've had. It's shifted completely.
Yes.
And so now you're open and you're receptive and you're curious. And that curiosity is going to really take you into places that you've just dreamed about. So it's a very exciting time.
It is. And I'm looking for work at the moment, despite what I do. So it helps me with this process. But interestingly enough, we just had the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival here. And the person I sent my book manuscript to, the owner and the founder of the publishing company, was there, and I had a feeling he would be there, or the representatives there. But I actually met him, and he said he would get onto the editor to have a look at my book.
Good.
But I'm loving
terrific.
The radio. Thank you very much, Garrett.
Oh, yes.
And, that's where my heart is. Talking and speaking, and there is no limit to who I'm going to bring on the show, as long as you're still happy to have us.
Right. It's very, very true. Well, I can see you in a leadership position in by June.
Okay,
in June of this year.
In June.
So there's some kind of leadership opportunity that comes into you. And it's really going to be, it's an exciting year for you. Plus, you also have love coming in.
Oh.
A romance.
Love for me.
Romance.
My goodness. That's that's been a few years. Because I'm just loving life and myself right now. So I'm happy.
Well, then,
but that's just
the greatest love of all, right?
Yes, I used to sing that
it's
too.
It's the self. Yeah.
Yes. And
no,
and
but
I
there
do
is.
Feel that one day I'll go to the States I really feel that strongly as well.
Good. I hope you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, so I really want to meet you all and spend
good.
Some fabulous hours. But I don't want to hold up the line because I know there are people just hanging to get into the queue and
hey.
Have your divine wisdom. And it's so lovely to hear your voices.
It's good
and
to hear you.
And thank you so much for that lovely confirmation. So we'll see what
thanks.
Happens, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay,
thanks, Mary Lou.
Great.
Have a great afternoon. And Mary Lou's actually calling from Brisbane, Australia. That's how far the show reaches. Our next caller, isn't that cool? Our next caller is Barb, and her birthday is February 20th. Barb, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Good, good. I am a looking for work, but my big focus is to really enhance my spiritual career this year.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good one. I like that. You're in a very, very good vibration energetically this year for you to do just that. Do you, let me ask you if you, are you a writer? Do you write?
No.
And do you have any artistic, anything of an artistic nature that you're trying to promote?
It would be intuitive coaching.
Okay. Then you got to start writing about it.
Oh, God.
I know. So it doesn't
sound yeah, and
like...
my next thing is to really understand is I'm going to take Reiki classes.
Okay, good. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you do that is of a creative nature and it has like divine energy connected to it, healing and helping and assisting others, is really good, and you've got the vibration for it. So use it. Use that wonderful energy that you have. People are attracted to you. They want to be with you, and they want to work with you. And so anything that you can do that will enhance their lives will be very successful for you. So if you are thinking in terms of coaching, that would be perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, express it. Expressing your own ideas is important. So that's where that the written word comes in, and that's what's important for you to get the word out.
Okay.
So that, it's really good. It's a very good year for you, though, and with a lot of different people and different people who have really good ideas and forming, like, little groups. I can see you doing that and doing well with that.
Okay.
So there might be, something that you can do where you're doing small, intimate groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just take advantage of also the socializing aspects, networking. Networking, moving out into the community, talking about what you do, doing all that kind of thing. That's really important.
That's why I thought Reiki would even give me, I think it would help in more self-confidence with it.
Uh-huh, I think so too, definitely.
Yeah.
Anything to do with healing and healing work, healing hands, definitely. Reiki is wonderful.
Yeah, that's what my mom, God rest her soul, that's what she always said, that she says, you have such healing hands. And I would think, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you do. So you've got this healing energy. Yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go take it. Go take a class and get certified. And
okay.
Then you can use it in your practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Barb, thank you for your call.
Good
luck to you.
So do it.
Oh, good year for Barb. I love hearing that. Our next caller is coming from Michelle, and Michelle's birthday is December 22nd. Michelle. You're live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I had a relationship question. I recently connected with John, who is someone from my past that I cared a lot about, still do. There were some awkward moments, but I think some sparks flew too, so I want to know what you see with that and if we might see each other again.
Well, does he live here? Or does he live near you?
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
Okay, that's not too far. That's good. What I feel around that, I think so. There was a lot of pain connected with that relationship, though. And are you over that? Or are you still,
yeah, I am. It's like we hadn't seen each other in 17 years, and it's a long story, but, you know, it's painful because we were separated by circumstances. So.
Okay. Well, that is over, and that's good. That's a very good thing. And so you're at the beginning of a brand new relationship. And so you can't
with him or with someone else coming
both
in.
I think with him.
Okay.
If that's what you want.
Okay.
So you do have that, and you're in a very strong romantic energy right now, and will be in this romantic energy right through September of this year. So it's a very good time for you to reconnect with someone from your past. It's a very good energy for that. Unions and reunions are very strong around you. And I definitely think by September you're going to be in a committed relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
He wasn't put off by the awkwardness, was he? I kind of froze up because I can't believe I saw him again. I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of froze up and couldn't talk for a minute.
No, I don't think that that's going to have any effect on it at all.
Okay.
No.
I was just hoping he wasn't put off by it because I didn't know.
No. Probably felt the same way, actually. You know, it's like
yeah.
If you're both in shock, you're not dealing real well with.
Well,
each
I was
other.
Fine when we were around our mutual friends, but when we got alone, it kind of just hit me like, oh my God, here he is, and the chemistry's still here, and I don't know what to do with it. So.
Well, I think that it's going to be fine, and I think you should pursue it definitely.
Okay, so you on your end, you're still seeing interest from what you can see there.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, because he seemed a little sad to me. He wasn't very expressive, but he did hug me and call me sweetheart. So
there you go. You know,
go.
Maybe
there's
the
that.
Pain that I'm feeling pain, and the pain is not only on your part, but it could be he's been through a lot of pain too.
I think he may still be going through some.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling it too, and I'm an empath. So
yeah. So I think that that's it, and it's. The thing about the pain is that it is healing, and there is definitely healing here with it. So I think that you're exactly what he needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I really
you're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, have a good night. Thanks.
You too.
Thanks, Michelle. You too. Appreciate the call in. And I think we're going to get probably like two more calls in. I'm having some technical difficulties still with the studio, so hang tight, everybody. And our next caller is going to be Lori, and Lori's birthday, if I wrote it down correctly, is June 29th. Lori, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hi.
My question is a career path or something for a career?
Your career?
Yeah, for me.
Okay, are you in a career now?
No.
Okay. What I'm getting for you is you're questioning, you're in a questioning energy, which is you're asking all the questions, you know. You're asking about where am I, what am I doing, what should I do? do I care? I mean, you've got all this stuff going on. And it's really very deep, really looking at who you are and what you want. And so take the time to do that. Take the time to ask the questions. And don't put yourself under any unnecessary pressure about making a decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Open yourself up and just become open and receptive to what direction you need to go in. And you will see that you will be led or guided, and it's going to get easier as this year goes on for you. Are you thinking about going back to school or learning something new?
Well, I'm taking anthropology now. I did take nursing, but I only when my kids were younger. And then I always felt like I kind of cheated myself because I didn't follow through with that.
There you go.
That's
it. I think you should definitely move in the direction that you've always wanted to go in. And then things will start to open up for you, and it's going to look totally different. And the reason I'm getting this, the questioning thing, like you are asking all the questions, but it's also the same energy that a student has. And so it's like you're putting yourself in a learning position of some kind. And when you do that, the whole world will open up. It really will. So from now until probably September, you're just gathering information, taking classes, doing things that just moving in the direction that you really want to go in, and you're going to be amazed at what happens, because I think that you're going to have a really, really good career, and probably in a field that you really didn't expect to. Next year.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go. I think we're going to try to sneak one more call in for tonight, and that will be Leilani. And Leilani, my screen went a little blank when I typed you in, so I wrote down your birthday, February 10th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Leilani,
yes.
You're live
thank
with Dr.
You.
Annie. Go ahead.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, sure. I was just wondering what you see for me in career path two. I put in a lot of applications. I mean, do you see me traveling to a new location for work?
For work? Well,
yeah, for a job opportunity.
I do. I think that there's a lot of really good opportunities that will be available to you in the next 2 months. Things are going to start changing, and if travel is part of the change that comes in for you, and so that'll be very exciting. You've got a lot of really strong energy, a lot of strong personal charisma, and so use it. It's like really putting out there into the world, going after exactly what it is that you want. And you're going to be amazed because it'll happen. So,
right,
you know, if you've been looking at a certain job or if you wanted a certain job, go after it, because for the next 2 months you've got this incredible energy that's working for you.
Cool, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Leilani. Have a great night, and appreciate your calling in to Dr. Annie tonight. For everybody who is still on the line, we are out of time for our show. It's an hour show. And Dr. Annie will be back next month. But before you hang up the line or if before you click your computer onto something else, make sure to go to Dr. Annie's website. There's a link on the show page. You can do that and set up your own personal appointment with her directly. The information is also a nice big banner poster for you right there on the show page as well. So it has her email. It has the Rated G Radio special, all that good stuff. But you also can email her and ask for the Life Energy Cycle Chart, and she will send that to you as a complimentary gift for listening to the show. The email's tleaves@yahoo.com, but the spelling is on there. Just copy and paste it from the show page there. Doctor, any closing thoughts or things you want to kind of wrap up with tonight?
Just have a really, really good month because it's a happy month and a lucky month. So take chances. Go ahead. Buy the lotto ticket. Go to Vegas. Have a good time and enjoy yourself.
Right. Until next month, Dr. Annie, thank you so much.
See you and then, or hear
see you then.
Hey,
hear me then.
Okay,
and everybody
good night,
else,
everybody.
Good night, everybody. To kind of give you a roadmap for the rest of the week, tomorrow night on Tuesday we have Justin Moikeha. He is an amazing person out of Australia as well. He's going to be talking about his branded version. He invented this, crystal oil. You've heard of essential oils. He's going to be talking about crystal oil. Wednesday, we have Stephen Fales, who is starring in a one-man show up in Hollywood right now called Confessions of a Mormon Boy. Sold-out show last night. I was in attendance. Great, great show. Thursday, we have celebrity chef John Polk on the show. He's also going to be talking about his time with Exodus International and reparative therapy for the LGBT community. Interesting topic. Friday night, we have Billboard Top 10 artist Nicole Hall. I think she just goes by Nicole, so I'll just refer to that for the rest of the week. But she's got a top 10 single right now called Hallucinations, and she's got a bunch of other hits that have just either been on the charts or starting to go up the Billboard dance charts right now. So Nicole will be on the show on Friday night. Love having her with us. And everybody else, don't drive distracted. If it's crazy weather where you're at, be extra safe, and we will see you live.
You've been
on
listening
Tuesday
to Rated G Radio.
There we go.